we're in the Hakdama to Shir HaShirim, and we're trying to compare the Moshel and the Nimshel. So, in the Nimshel, he says that there's going to be Churban HaChachurm, Goel HaChagol HaChurban HaChachurm, Ulehisayne B'gol HaZal Kvedim HaRishon. So the first thing that's going to happen is the bemoaning the Kovid HaRishon. Ay, we used to have such a status in the world. The Beis HaMikdosh was Beisi, Beis Tfilo Yikorei L'chol HaAmim. The whole world would come there and bring korbonos. They wanted to pray, they would pray. And their tefillos were answered immediately, by the way. Because that's what Rashi brings that. A Jew understands that Kodesh Baruch Hu has cheshbonos. By the goy, if he doesn't answer immediately, chil Hashem. So they even had a better deal than we had over there. And this was the place everybody knew. Such a cover, the Klal Yisrael, the Am School, the Am Anivchor. Well, no. When you're down to the dumps, I'm not sure that's gaiva. Maybe that's just yearning. But wait a second. But hold that question, because that's going to help us answer the question that we have. Look at the question. Now let's go to the Moshel. All right, that was the Nimshel. Almanus Chayes Mishtekekas Al Bailo Misrapekas Al Doido. Maskeres Avos Nureh Ilov. Umoda Al Pshoeh. What? That's we jump too fast. Mishtekekas Al Bailo. Mishrapekes al doido, maskeres avas nureo elov, umoda al pshoel. We said they start the klal in the moshel. We're talking about this woman whose heart is palpitating with the love. She remembers the love that she had for her original husband. And in the nimshel, we're saying with their misoin al kovid harishon. That's a stira. A moshel and a nimshel is an equation, right? There's a contradiction in this equation. Because in the moshel, we're talking about this woman who's mishtakekes al baila, misrapekes al doido. I don't know. It's all kinds of palpitations. It's like she's craving, you know. It's the heart. Misrapekes probably means the heart is beating. And mishtakekes means it's yearning.
She wanted it very much.
She wants it very much. She's yearning. What? He says, "Vil miskeres avas nu reho."
Maybe like mishtokekes al baila, it's without the cover that she used to have. With
one.
If it's without the cover, also some
idea. Nah, mishtokekes al baila. Baila is not the word for COVID. Yes, anyone in the world says baila is a word for bizoyan. My master, I'm a slave. You're the master. That's
maybe,
not.
Yeah, but maybe her husband's like the source.
I mean, it's a little bit. Mishtakekes, Misrapekes are words of craving.
Misrapekes al doda, especially says doda.
Doda, so then, that's missing. But that's, Lamaisa, that's missing. Then the next thing is good, because after that, it says, V'liz konchibur ishoina, sh'oyu skula mikola amim, and then she says here, umazkeres avas nureo elov.
Misrapekes al doda is not the doda doesn't need to be there?
No, what do you mean? The craving for... I'm waiting for it to come any minute. She should come.
Like
dofik.
Go down.
No, I thought it means dofik. The lotion dofik. The heart is beating. No? I thought. I don't know. Lawyer there. Anyway, whatever it is, it's languages of love.
In your bed, you can be tafek on your bed.
Whatever it is, it doesn't seem to refer... Dodo, even Bala, I don't think you're right. Doesn't seem to refer to COVID. So now here, so let's just.
He does also like switch it. Now he's Dodo.
So it's both.
See, but you're saying it's different things.
Yeah,
it's
definitely.
Same person, but different things.
Yeah, but it's mishtokekes as a yearning. So there's a yearning. It's not it's not about COVID though. There's nothing. It doesn't say anything about COVID here.
Maybe Bala is.
Mishtakekes al doda.
Mishtakekes al doda is vada.
So where does that come in?
That
in the moshel.
Where's
that? What? No. There's also both have a chibur rishona.
What do you find? I don't
I must be wrong. But before the Marishon was Hashem's love for us. No? Some ways lacking, though. That's not the first thing that's aura on my mind, though.
Go ahead.
I don't know what's wrong.
What? You don't even see what's wrong.
It's not the love that's aura on my mind. It's my lack of my embarrassed, shameful state. And how it was compared to back in the day.
What do you say to a person who has an answer without seeing the question? Do you say that he missed a step, or do you say he's ahead of the game?
Depends on the situation.
Okay, so that I don't know. In this situation, I think you're right, but I think you skipped a step which we need for pedagogical reasons at least. Okay? And that is as follows. Okay, that is as follows. L'chera, there's an equation. The Klal Yisroel, the Klal Yisroel is remembering Kovet HaRishon, and it seems that what's comparable to that is Mishtakekes Al Baila, Misrapekes Al Doido. Those seem to be endearing concepts, words more of love than of Kovet. So L'chera, if there's an equation, what you got to do is either put COVID on the other side of the equation or put love on this side of the equation. Now you got to figure out which one is easier, which one makes more sense, and then we'll go accordingly. So I think what Shragi wanted to say here is L'chaira, but I don't know if you said it. You see, because without emphasizing the question, then the answer is not as clear. It's not as exact. It's not as pinpointed. What? No. I'm just picking on you. But I think the pshat you have to say is like this. Not stam that, it's the same thing. What you have to say is like this. That they, Klal Yisrael is how do you call it? Mis'oinin al kvoidim harishon. They are bemoaning the fact that we're so yorud. But what's really hurting them? What's going on inside? In other words, if you can't compare it on the outside, because COVID and love, they're two separate kinds of things, so you have to compare it on the inside. You have to say, yes, Klal Yisrael is saying, oi, Nebuch, look at the COVID that we've lost. But what are they really missing? What does that really represent? What do they really want? They really want, it's that relationship. In other words, the COVID bothers us because of the love that's lost in that lack of COVID. The COVID is what bothers us. We don't have COVID anymore. But why does it bother us we don't have COVID? Not like you questioned and said, isn't that gaiva? No, it's not gaiva. If I care, the Klal Yisrael in its matzav yorud begins to see, look what we've lost. You know what we've lost? You know what I'm craving? I'm craving that original status. The COVID that Hashem gave Klal Yisrael was a manifestation that showed the love that he had. What's the COVID? What am I giving Klal Yisrael COVID for? I have to give COVID. I have to stand up for them. What's that? No. He said that if all the thing, COVID, we want COVID. Somewhat gaiva, maybe. I don't know. If you're very, very yorud, maybe it's not. But Lemaisa, I could hear that could be. I could hear, but anyway, you don't have to go there. Because Lemaisa, what when we look at Klal Yisrael, listen, Klal Yisrael looks, you hear? Klal Yisrael looks at the COVID that they're lacking. We used to have and what we had. What they're really doing, when we say we bemoan the COVID, it isn't the COVID Shabbat that we're bemoaning. It's the love that COVID represented. We're bemoaning that relationship is lost because the COVID was the expression. How does Hashem express his love? He says, well, I love you. I don't know. In the Beis HaMikdash already, was he talking? There were Nevi'im. There were the first bias. There were. But I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. The way he treats Klal Yisrael, that's the expression of his love. Yeah. I chose you from all the nations of the world. Because I loved Avraham Avinu loved me, you're his descendants, you have his midas and this, whatever it is, I chose him. So it represents, so the COVID when Klal Yisrael, but it's a very beautiful thing. Because we're talking about a Klal Yisrael in a terrible matzav. But Kun Klal Yisrael sinned. We have not yet done shuva for the chatoim that brought the Golos, otherwise we wouldn't be in Golos in the first place. We wouldn't have to be misoinein. We'd be back. We'd be, the Mashiach would be here. Elamai, we're still holding bait. And we feel, oh, we're lacking, we're so mistreated. But what really bothers the Jew deep down? The loss of that relationship. I said many years ago, I don't think it was the pshat that I said. I was mamish in Koilel. I was like, you know, I spoke once. They had the BTA. They had a Yeshiva University had a high school in Brooklyn. Besides what they had in Manhattan, they had one in Brooklyn. I don't remember where. Right in the middle of Flatbush someplace. By Church Avenue was a building on the corner. I remember Church and something. Anyway, so I was invited to speak. I knew some of the Rebbeim there. They invited me to speak on Yom Yerushalayim. Okay, so go speak. So I Yom Yerushalayim was really from the 68 from the 67 war, when they first took they came back to the Yir Atika, to the old city, and they were the Harabayit Biodenu, and they came to the Kosel, these group of soldiers, and they had this picture of these soldiers standing by them, some of them with even without yarmulkes, crying by the Kosel. It was a famous picture, you know. It was just like a bunch of people just standing there. And so the question is, what were they so emotional about? So then I thought that the pshat was that they saw, they weren't religious people. It wasn't that this was the holiest place in the world. They didn't know what that meant. That meant nothing to them. They probably grew up on secular kibbutzim. I think some of them without yarmulkes, I mean, without hats. It was nothing. But what was it? They saw the garbage dump. They saw the garbage dump. Because that's what the Arabs used. The Arabs couldn't destroy the Kosel. They destroyed all the shuls. They couldn't destroy the Kosel. Try it. Can't be done. Kodesh Baruch Hu swore it'll never be destroyed. So they made it for a garbage dump. And these guys came there, and they saw the contrast between all the smelly garbage. I mean, I made this up. I don't know if it's true, really. But they saw the smelly garbage by this holiest place in the world. And what? Who?
They felt it.
Who? No, they knew intellectually. They know the Jews hold this to be the holiest place in the world. They didn't know what Kedusha was. They may not have had an emotional attachment to it. But the contrast, when they saw the Bisoyan, that brought out feelings. You see them, they look like they're crying in the picture. They look like they're... And now I would just add to that, that even that Bisoyan was not for personal COVID. In fact, on these guys, it's even better because they didn't feel the personal COVID in that sense. It wasn't personal for them. But it's Ma'ira, that Shuk of Hashem. When it's something inside the Jewish neshama that craves misrapekes al mishtokekes al baila misrapekes al doido, it's there. And what's ma'irer it, what expresses it, or what brings it out, we look at the covered arishan, we say, ah, we're so despised in the world today. And look the way Hashem used to love us. That's what they crave. Yeah, okay. But that's good. That we do say that. That's true. So that could be for the whole Klal Yisrael. Here, our Kavod HaRishon is mashma that we're thinking about ourselves. It could be the difference. There, for the Kavod of Klal Yisrael, that's, I should feel. That's a different thing. Maybe, look, I don't know. But maybe there too. Maybe that's what it is. Ten kovel la'mecho, and then that will be the expression of your love again. It could also be the pshat over there. You know, I don't know.
They were feeling pain of having. They are bemoaning their lack of kovel.
Yeah, but what really was going on inside is, oh, we used to have, Hashem used to give us that kovel. That means that He expressed His love. When there's a loving relationship, and then the relationship is a little bit on the rocks, when a person wants, he starts to think, oh, I wish, I remember the way he expressed his call, the way he expressed his love.
That's the first part of the relationship that I.
Yeah, when I feel it's like.
When the love
what? No, because the expression is the only thing we have. We can only communicate with expressions. We feel that. I remember the Kavod HaRishon. That was the expression of the love. How do you remember the love? Why do I remember what love? You know what the love was?
Why would the Kavod be the first aspect of the love that is?
No, that's the thing that I have here that reminds me of it.
The other thing, sadly, remember the love that all these other.
No, what are the zachim?
We'll
go there, but the first thing is we see the. No, but that's the ultimate for the whole Klal Yisrael. Here we are, his school of Mikol Amim, and we're treated like dirt. Here, the school of Mikol Amim is in the comes to the United Nations is treated like garbage, the worst garbage possible in the United Nations. School of Mikol Amim. What kind of talk is that? What kind of thing is that? Where, what, who? They put every minute, every the Jews, Israel, the Security Council, that was against Israel, against everything, against. Now, the latest news is that our president wants to become the Secretary General of the United Nations. Anyway. Okay. Continued from the Hakdoma. So let's go with that for a moment, okay? So the first step was we're missing in our Kavod HaRishon, which Klal Yisrael misses. We miss the Kavod because we miss the love. That's one. Velizkor Chibor Rishon Shehoyu Skula Mikol Amim. And when we start to do that, we remember, look at that Chibor Rishon, we're craving, and we remember, look what we used to have. Underneath that craving, let's see what he says. Misrapekes amishtekes al bailo, misrapekes al doido, maskeres avas nureo elov. Oh, now. Now, wait a second. Here we have another problem, and I don't know what the solution is. In the Moshul, we say that from the mishtekes and that, she's maskeres avas nureho elov. Her love to him. In the Nimshol, we say, Velizko Chibor Rishoino, Asher Hoyu Skula Lo Mikol Amim. What does that mean? What's Chibor Rishoino? Asher Hoyu Skula Lo Mikol Amim. How are you gonna make that into an equation? Where's the equation there? No, because that's the sequence. That's the way we. I mean, I don't.
Mishtekes and mishapekes are
the. That's the Kavod HaRishon. Maskeres avos nureo, and here he says, "Veliz kachib rishono." That seems to be.
Why can't mishtekes and mishapekes be this only in lizkar?
We said it is. Oh, the sign and lizkar? No, no. That, but then there's a here. You have avos maske. So you want to say that's that, and therefore what? El Chavoshu, and then there's no Maskeres Avas Nureo Elov. You have to say, what do you have to say? You hear Rabbi say the problem, there's an equation. It's the equation is that the Klal Yisrael is saying, in the Nimshol, the Chibur Rishona that sounds like his love for us, that we were chosen. We were the Am Skula. We're his chosen nation, so we remember his love for us. In the Moshul, it says, Lizkor Avas Nu'ureho Elov, remembering her love for him. So in the Nimshol, it's his love for her. And in the Moshul, it's her, in the Moshul, it's her love for him. What are you going to do about that? Not a perfect comparison. What are you going to do about that?
Why can't you... Could you say Maskeres Avos Nureo Elov could be El Chavashua El Ishi Rishon?
That's... I don't know.
It's just the relationship.
What?
Maybe it has to go like both ways.
Oh, so that's one thing you could say. Yeah, but it's still not... Why not emphasize the same direction? Still a little strange. I was thinking of that. But a relationship, love is dut stadi. comes from both sides.
Maybe when it comes to Hashem, it automatically emphasizes more than love and receive, because it's by Hashem, the love received is much, much, much greater.
But then this, then you've undermined the moshul.
Why have you undermined the moshul?
Of course, the moshul is she remembers avas nureha, a love. She remembers her love for him, and Klal Yisrael should remember our love for Hashem.
That's all our memory of the greatness of the back and forth love. But I guess you focus on the part that's the biggest. So when it's you loving him, somebody loving you, so that
why not? But the point is, our love more than for him.
Our love is expressed to him by letting him make us into a Am Segula, like being right for that.
So okay, maybe I would maybe say a little differently. Just a thought. What if I told you, but you're not going to like this? Velizkor chibor rishoyno. Whose chibor to whom? Pashtus is Asher hoyu skula lemikolo amim. It's the chibor rishoyno of Hashem to us, right? But maybe you read it like this: Velizkor chibor rishoyno Asher hoyu skula. We were skula lemikolo amim, which evoked that tremendous love.
He made us a school to him. We were made ourselves a school to him.
What?
We were Sagal ourselves.
No, I don't mean it like that. I just meant the Chibor Rishoyna Asher Hoyu. We were school to be called Amim, and therefore we felt that Chibor Rishoyna. We felt love for him. In other words, if he says, easily school to be called Amim, if love is to appreciate his milus, what greater love is even to appreciate his chesed to someone else? Halachas kam v'kam, what he does to me, it makes him appreciate even more. So, I remember Chibor Rishon Asher Hoyu Skula, because we were Skula Lo Mikolo Amim, and then I remember the love that I had because of that. Can you read that? What? You what? Because that's the next step. If we say Kvod HaRisha means Maskeres Avosa, and if Kvod HaRisha is the same as Misrapekes Al Doido, then the next step is Maskeres.
Misrapekes Al Doido. Misrapekes Al Baila will be the song because Kvod HaRisha. With Kvod HaRisha, Stam, there has to be both those. Why would
Mr. Kekes Al-Baila is Al-Kovet HaRishon? He chose me to be the Baal. And that's Mr. Kekes Al-Doido. No, this is what she's still doing now. It's not Lizkor. In both of these, you see Lizkor. No, I'm sorry. Can't do that. You see, both of you have a Zikoron. In both of them, it says Veliz Kochibur Rishoyna, and here it says Mazkeres Avas Nura. There's a memory. It's not the present; it's the past. So, and they're comparable in the past. So we say that the Avas Nureho is comparable to the love that he had for us. Unless you say that Chibur Rishoyna is our love, it's not parallel. Maskeres, yeah, because that's the both talking about memory. Memory means a memory of the past. What you're saying is the present. Misrapekes, mishtokekes is in the present. Misoinen is in the present. Maskeres is in the past. So the chora, that's the comparison. So unless you say that chibor rishona, which is a little bit doichik in the loshon,
the lizka. I don't know how Hebrew works, but skula is divert. Would it be like miskala in some way?
Well, no, school, no.
It's our love that we were present to him.
Chibor Rishoyna. Asher hoyu skula mikol. We loved him. Chibor Rishoyna.
Remembering our first love, which occurred.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
The fact that we were treasured.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, you not because of what he gave us? Well, that's it. What he gave, because we were treasured to him, so that's what he gave us. Yeah, and that's comparison to Misrapekes and Mishtakekes. Exactly. That's now. I'm craving what that Kovet HaRisha represented. That's now craving for before. But remembering is I'm remembering what was. Did you make it a little better, Shragi, what you just said? Lizka chibar isha asher hoyu skul mikol ha'amim. In other words, when he chose us, mikolo amim, chibar rishayna.